This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Italy has agreed to allow the Ocean Viking rescue ship to disembark 82 migrants on its soil. The refugee aid group SOS Mediterranee says there is an ad hoc agreement between Italy, France, Germany, Portugal, and Luxembourg to allow the migrants to be distributed among them. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has a report on the Italian decision.
Ocean Viking's crew say Italian authorities have instructed the ship to sail to Lampedusa. The ship has been appealing for days for a port of safety after rescuing 50 migrants who were struggling in an unseaworthy rubber dinghy launched by Libyan-based migrant smugglers. Italy's foreign minister cautioned against interpreting the OK as a sign the new government is easing its crackdown on such vessels. The country's week-old new government now contains the centre-left Democrats, whose leaders have called for a more humane policy on rescue boats. I'm Sarah Bassett.
People in the Bahamas are preparing once again for what could be another hit from the weather. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Humberto could become a hurricane and is expected to move toward the northwestern Bahamas later today. Lixian Avila is with the Hurricane Center.
The good news is that those winds are mainly to the northeast of the center, and they are not on top of the northwestern Bahamas. So that portion of the Bahamas where it was hit by previously by Dorian is getting the weak part of this tropical storm.
Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres traveled to the Bahamas yesterday to express deep solidarity and call for a multilateral approach to meeting Bahamian needs after the devastation of Hurricane Dorian. 1,300 people in the Bahamas are still missing, 2 weeks after Dorian hit. To stay up to date on all the world's news, we invite you to go online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry says drone attacks today hit a major Saudi Aramco oil processing plant and an oil field in the eastern part of the kingdom, setting off a huge fire at the processing facility, which is crucial to global energy supplies. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have claimed the drones were theirs. They've staged similar attacks on Saudi targets in the past. No immediate word on casualties. The World Food Program has launched its biggest relief operation this year to aid thousands of Rohingya refugees who have lost everything in torrential rains that hit the Cox's Bazar refugee camp in Bangladesh this week. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In the space of 24 hours, the World Food Program has delivered food to 16,000 Rohingya refugees who have lost everything in the heavy rains that have wreaked havoc in the camps. The agency reports it also has provided food aid to more than 800 people from the host community displaced by the flooding. Bangladesh is a low-lying country prone to flooding during the monsoon season, which is set to last until October. However, the amount of rain that battered the region in just one day this week is by any measure extreme and devastating. WFP spokesman Heavy Fahusil tells VOA, a colleague on the ground has described the depth of grief experienced by families who have lost the few belongings they have managed to acquire in the camp.
That was Lisa Schlein from Geneva for VOA. China says it will lift punitive tariffs imposed on a range of U.S. agricultural products, the biggest one, soybeans. It is a move apparently aimed at improving the roadmap for the next round of trade negotiations here in Washington. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has a report.
Soybeans were the biggest U.S. export to China before Beijing halted purchases in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth, but there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Pakistan says four of its soldiers were killed today. Another was wounded when those it identified as terrorists across the Afghanistan border opened fire at two locations. The deadliest of shootings occurred in the remote Deer district, where Pakistan is building a section of border fence. Three of the killings occurred there. Cross-border attacks on Pakistani troops are not uncommon as they construct the fence along the country's 2,600-kilometer frontier with Afghanistan. Gene Randall, VOA News.
V. go away.